Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, in addition to some songs about exercise and apples, we'll be featuring the music of Vincent Yeomans. But first, we have a birthday to celebrate. The 72nd birthday of our first record, Forever, by Ben Pollack and his orchestra, recorded this very day, October 1st, in 1928.
Thank you. remember, I'm true. Remember that. Faithful forever and thankful for you, I'll keep smiling. Remember that we may be apart now and then, but I'll hold you in my heart till you're in my arms again. Faithful I promise to be, so always have faith in me.
A couple of Forever songs, Faithful Forever, Glenn Miller and his orchestra with vocalist Ralph Eberle. Faithful Forever is from the 1939 animated motion picture Gulliver's Travels, produced by the Fleischer brothers. The score of Gulliver's Travels was written by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger. Faithful Forever was an Oscar nominee and was a big hit for Glenn Miller. And we started out with Ben Pollack and his orchestra on a Victor 78, recorded October 1st, 1928, Forever. In Pollack's band at the time, Benny Goodman and Jack Teagarden. Last week, September 26th, marked the birth in Brooklyn, New York, in 1898, of Jacob Gershwitz. You know him better as George Gershwin. George was to become one of America's most famous composers, but if it weren't for his brother Ira's interest in music, George's parents would never have bought the family's first piano. But it was George who took to the instrument and began to successfully play by ear. His parents invested piano lessons, and he began serious study at age 12. Gershwin began his professional career as a song plugger for the Jerome Remick Company. 2 years after he started work for Jerome Remick, he had his first song published, When You Want 'Em, You Can't Get 'Em. His first big hit was a song delivered by Al Jolson in the Broadway musical Sinbad. Swanee became an instant hit. So here to commemorate the birth of George Gershwin is Al Jolson and Swanee.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love was real. Near you I long to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Ronnie, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folk in a G.I.X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to that Swanee shore. Swanee, Swanee, I am coming back to Swanee. Mammy, Mammy, I love the old folks at home. I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in a T.I.X. I even know my mammies waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to that Swanee shore.
And I say neither, either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. You like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you like pajamas and I like pajamas, I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off. Oh, let's call the whole thing off.
From the 1937 film Shall We Dance, starring Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, who trade in their tap shoes for roller skates, for the number Let's Call the Whole Thing Off, with music by George Gershwin, lyric by Ira Gershwin, and performed there by Harry Roy and his orchestra. And before that, the world's greatest entertainer, Al Jolson and Swanee. And you're hearing it all on Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We'll be back to conduct exercise class right after this. Last week, September 26th, marked the birth in San Francisco in 1914 of TV fitness guru Jack LaLanne. His birth name is François-Henri LaLanne, and he credits attending a health lecture in 1930 as his first step into the fitness business. Jack LaLanne opened the nation's first health club in 1936. In 1974, there were 85 clubs bearing his name, and by 1982, that number had grown to more than 200. Today, there are many more, and they operate under the name Bally's Total Fitness. In 1951, Jack began his TV show on KGO in San Francisco, and it soon moved to Hollywood and became syndicated nationally. Each year, Jack used to celebrate his birthday with some extraordinary feat of strength and endurance. At age 45, he set a record of 23 push-ups in 1,033 minutes on You Asked For It, hosted by Art Baker. Now, that's no big deal. I could do that. Oh, Sorry, I had the numbers reversed. That was 1,033 push-ups in 23 minutes. At age 70, handcuffed, shackled, and fighting winds and currents, he towed 70 boats with 70 people from Queensway Bridge in the Long Beach Harbor to the Queen Mary, a distance of 1.5 miles. Here's a Jack LaLanne trivia question for you. Jack's TV exercise show featured a white German shepherd. Do you remember the white German shepherd's name? Well, I'll have the answer for you after this set of exercise songs, starting off with Skeets Tolbert and his Gentleman of Swing and Jumpin' Jack.
Having a worry, I haven't a care. feel like a feather that's floating on air, fit as a fiddle and ready for love. Soon the church bells will be ringing, and I'll march with Ma and Pa. How the church bells will be ringing, with a hey, nonny, nonny, and a ha-cha-cha. Hi, diddle, diddle, my baby's okay. Ask me a riddle, oh, what did she say? Fit as a fiddle and ready for life.
Hi, diddle, diddle, with the yippee in the middle. A beat's a fiddle, guess I'll take a fit on my fiddle.
Tune up your fiddle and tighten up your bow. Tune up your fiddle and let's hear you go.
Diddle, my baby's okay. Ask me a riddle, oh, what did she say? Fit as a fiddle and ready for
love. Their last recording session for Columbia on November 9th, 1932, Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra and Fit as a Fiddle, complete with a bizarre country hoedown interlude, but also featuring a nice solo from clarinetist Artie Shaw. And before that, Campbell A. Skeets Tolbert and his Gentleman of Swing from March 12th, 1940, and Jumpin' Jack. Before forming his Gentlemen of Swing band, Skeets Tolbert led a band which accompanied Jesse Owens on public relations tours after the 1936 Olympics. He gave up his band in the mid-40s and settled in Houston, where he worked as a teacher and an official in the Musicians Union. He also managed a music store on Delano Street in Houston. I really like this next record, and I've been eagerly awaiting the chance to work it into the show, and this exercise set is the perfect opportunity. Here's Ben Selvin and his orchestra, and Bend Down, Sister.
If you want to keep thin, now you listen to me. No more messing with French dressing. Sister, you'll just have to bear it and grin. Now you can flirt with noodle soup. Well, you may sniff, but don't dare give in. Why, you've got to bend down, sister. Bend down, sister, if you want to keep thin. Ready? Begin. One, two, three, bend. One, two, three, bend. One, two, three, bend. One, two, three, bend. That's fine. Three, bend. One, two, three, bend. Sister, Do you hear me? Bend down, sister. That is, if you want to get thin. Now, don't be hasty, especially with French pastry. Sister, you'll just have to bear it and grin. Now, if you should never eat at all, oh, well, I'm sure that you're a cinch to win. Do you hear me now? Just bend down, sister. Bend down, sister, if you want to really get thin.
Forgotten by the girl I love, because me clothes hang on me like a sack. I know I'm not athletic and look a bit pathetic, and wear most of me chest upon me back. The nation's got an A1 plan, and I might turn into a man if I'd biceps, muscle and brawn. I'd grow spinach on me chest where the birds could build a nest if I'd biceps, muscle and brawn. In competitions, exhibitions, catches, catch, catch, I would win some lovely cups and saucers to match. Girls would all love my physique, I'd let them see it twice a week if I'd biceps, muscle and brawn. My ribs at knock-knock wouldn't play or rattle on a windy day if I'd biceps, muscle and brawn. Hercules was far from slim, but I could show them more than him if I'd biceps, muscle and brawn. In competitions, exhibitions, catches, catch, catch, I would win some lovely cups and saucers to match. The ladies' white hope I would be, they'd hope to see much more of me if I'd biceps, muscle and brawn. When out of doors in my 50 bob plus fours if I'd biceps, muscle and brawn. My photo in the press you'd see to show what bile beans did for me if I'd biceps, muscle and brawn. In competitions, exhibitions, catches, catch, catch, I would win some lovely cups and saucers to match. I'd have strength to carry on and something good to sit upon if I'd biceps, muscle and brawn.
From the 1938 film Keep Fit, in which a wimpy barber joins a Keep Fit campaign to impress a pretty manicurist and triumphs over his muscular rival by knocking him out in a boxing ring, that was George Formby and his ukulele and Biceps, Muscle, and Brawn, recorded July 11, 1937. And before that, Ben Selvin and his orchestra, with Dick Robertson doing the vocal and that evil laugh, and Bend Down, Sister. Believe it or not, I have another version of that song, which I'm sure I'll get around to playing before too long. And as for the answer to the little trivia question I posed at the beginning of this set, Jack LaLanne's white German Shepherd was named Happy. And I'm happy that you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each and every Sunday evening at 6 here on KISL with yours truly, Glenn Robison. If there's a particular song or artist from the 20s or 30s that you'd like to hear on the show, please let me know. You can send email to Glenn at glennrobison.com, GlennRobison. Cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. That's 909-641-0805. We'll be back with our tribute to Vincent Yeomans right after this. Last week, September 27th, marked the birth in New York City in 1898 of Vincent Yeomans, famous composer of popular songs throughout the 1920s and early 30s, most of which were written for Broadway musicals. Yeomans' father was the owner of a chain of haberdasheries, and while Vincent was still a child, the family moved to Westchester County, where he attended private schools. He enrolled in the Sheffield Scientific School of Yale University, but quit shortly afterwards, not having any interest at all in engineering. Vincent had started piano lessons at age 4, and he first began composing while in the Navy during World War I, where one of his songs was heard and then used by John Philip Sousa in his band concerts. Upon his discharge from the Navy, he embarked on a musical career. His first Broadway show tune, with lyrics by Ira Gershwin, was Who's Who With You, and was in the 1918 show From Broadway to Piccadilly. Here's Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra with a Vincent Yeomans composition, Sometimes I'm Happy. Thank you.
you as he soon does. Shout hidey ho de ho and do just as the moon does. Rise and shine, don't be a mourner, things are fine. Around the corner, no harm in trying it, there's nothing to it, you can do it, like the sun, rise and shine.
From the 1932 Broadway show Take a Chance, Rise and Shine, music by Vincent Yeomans and lyric by Buddy DeSilva. Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with Ramona doing the vocal from November 1932. And before that, Sometimes I'm Happy, Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra from the 1927 Broadway musical Hit the Deck. That tune was originally written for the show Mary Jane McCain, but it was cut. 2 years later, Irving Caesar wrote new lyrics and retitled the song Sometimes I'm Happy for the musical One Night Out, which never reached Broadway. Sometimes I'm Happy finally made it to Broadway in Hit the Deck, the show which also gave us the song Hallelujah. In 1933, Yeomans contracted tuberculosis and entered a sanatorium in Denver, Colorado. After a while, he was able to leave and took up residence in New Orleans, where he spent time sketching ideas for new musical endeavors. In 1943, he returned to New York, where Doris Duke financed his ideas for a show called the Vincent Yeomans Ballet Revue. The lavish show featured modern and classical ballet, puppets, serious music, and rather elaborate costuming. It folded in Boston and never did reach New York City. In 1945, Vincent's health deteriorated and he entered Doctor's Hospital in New York. In 1946, he had to return to the sanatorium in Denver. Vincent Yeomans died April 5, 1946, at age 48. But his music lives on here on Rapidly Rotating Records. Here are two more by Vincent Yeomans.
I know that you know that I'll go where you go. I know that you know, naughty or you'll go where you go. Go to your, I know that you know that I'll go where you go. I choose you, won't lose you. I wish you knew how much I long to hold you in my arms. This time is my time, will soon be goodbye time. Then in the starlight, hold me tight. With one more little kiss, say nighty-night. Good night, my dear. Good night, dear. Nighty-night. Life's a game. But who can play it all alone? No one would care to play it all alone. Every chap should hold a heart that's all his own. Cause everybody wants one all his own. Come, they come at first sight. They told me when I saw you, I knew I had found my only love.
When I
met you, when I met you. So darling, I know you're there. You know you're there. I'll go you're where you go you're I. You won't lose you. I wish you knew how much I long to hold you in my arms. This time, my time will soon be any good. My time then in the starlight, hold me tight. And with just one more little kiss, say nighty-night. Good nighty-night.
I know that you know that I'll go where you go. I choose you, won't lose you.
I wish you knew how much I long to hold you in my arms and say that
this time is my time. Will soon be goodbye time.
Let the starlight hold me tight.
Give me one more kiss and say nighty-night. Good night.
I know that you know that I'll go where you go. I choose you, won't lose you. I wish to hold you close in my arms and whisper this time is my time. We'll soon be goodbye time and in the starlight hold me tight. With one more little kiss, say nighty-night. Good night, good night, nighty-night-night.
Your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you some early morn. You will hear his horn, tooty tooty, it's not far away. Hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great day.
From the 1926 Broadway play Oh Please, we heard The Revelers and I Know That You Know. Music by Vincent Yeomans and lyric by Ann Caldwell. And from the 1929 show of the same name, we finished up with Great Day. Lyric by William Rose and Edward Eliscu, played there by Jack Hilton and his orchestra. We'll be back to hear from Frank Crummett, the Mills Brothers, and more right after this. Johnny Appleseed was born in Leominster, Massachusetts on September 26, 1774. His real name was John Chapman. His father, Nathaniel Chapman, was one of the Minutemen who fought at the Battle of Concord on April 19, 1775, and later in the Continental Army during the Revolutionary War. His mother, Elizabeth, died when John was just two. He started his journey westward about 1797. Johnny Appleseed didn't wander around aimlessly scattering apple seeds, as many people believe. He was a practical and professional nurseryman. He realized that there was a real need and an opportunity for service in supplying seeds and seedlings. For the most part, moving ahead of the pioneers, Johnny started many nurseries throughout the Midwest by planting seeds which he bought from cider mills in Pennsylvania. In order to assure stability of the newly established homesteads, the law required each settler to plant 50 apple trees the first year. Because of the poor transportation that existed in the interior in those days, apples were a practical necessity in the diets of early settlers. John Chapman, or Johnny Appleseed, owned many tracts of land throughout Ohio and Indiana. He used this land to plant apple seeds, transplant seedlings, and set out orchards. He sold and gave trees to the pioneer settlers. John Chapman spread religion as well as apples. A deeply religious man, John Chapman became a self-appointed missionary for the Church of the New Jerusalem, a Christian church based on the biblical interpretations of Emanuel Swedenborg, a Swedish scientist and theologian. Johnny Appleseed died on March 18, 1845, just short of his 75th birthday in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So here to commemorate Johnny Appleseed are a couple of apple songs, starting with Frank Crummett and the Old Apple Tree.
Lives in my memory, 'cause it reminds me of my pappy. He was handsome, young, and happy when he planted the old apple tree. Then one day, pappy took Widder Norton out on a jamboree. And when he took her home at sunup, Brother Norton raised his gun up and he chased Pappy up in the tree. After my pappy, up in the tree was he. The neighbors took a rope and strung him by the neck, and then they hung him to a branch of the old apple tree. Now my poor pappy lies in the orchard, out of his misery. They put the apples in the basket, chop the tree down for a casket, and my poor pappy's gone with the tree. Say goodbye, say goodbye, say goodbye to the old apple tree. If my pappy had a knowed it, he'd be sorry that he growed it, 'cause he died on the old apple tree. His last words when he was dying was, I should have growed a pine, but he died on the old apple tree.
In the shade of the old apple tree, when the love in your eyes I could see, when the voice that I heard like the song of the bird seemed to whisper sweet music to me, I could hear the dull buzz of the bee in the blossom as you said to me, with a heart that is true, I'll be waiting for you in the shade of the old apple tree.
In the shade of old apple tree,
apple tree,
when the love in your eyes I could see,
I could see,
mama, when the voice that I heard like a song of birds seemed to whisper sweet music to me,
music to me,
I could hear the dull buzz of the bee,
buzz of the bee,
in the blossom as you said to me,
said to me,
mama, with a heart that is true, I'll be waiting for you.
Yes, shade of the old apple tree. Ya-di-da-da-da-da. Ya-di-ya-di-ya-da. Da 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 da.
dun dun dun. Yada yada yada.
The Mills Brothers, Harry Herbert Donald and John Mills Jr., along with Louis Armstrong, from June 29, 1937, In the Shade of the Old Apple Tree. And before that, The Old Apple Tree, Frank Crummett. Last week, on September 29th in 1940, Double or Nothing, a radio quiz show, was first heard on the Mutual Radio Network. Each time contestants answered questions correctly, their winnings would double from $20 to $40 to the big payoff of $80. Not quite Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but anyway, if they gave an incorrect answer, they were gone. The show was on the air for 12 years, and among the show's sponsors were Phenamint, Chew's Breath Candy, and Campbell's Soup. So here to wrap up this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records are a double and a nothing song.
Thank you. baby said yes to me. Name is Mandy. Preacher, handy. Say it's dandy. Thinks he's gonna collect a fee. Gee. So there is nothing to do but wait till tomorrow. There's nothing to do but love. I've got a few things that I must borrow. There's nothing to do but love. When you see me coming round the corner, I had gloves and cane. Someone better run along and warn her. I'm so nervous, I'm near insane. Nothing to do but wait till tomorrow. Then nothing to do but love.
Snooks Friedman and his Memphis Stompers and Nothing to Do But Love from December 18, 1931. And before that, from June 12, 1930, Mills 10 Blackberries, actually Duke Ellington, and Double Check Stomp, celebrating the band's trip to Hollywood and their first film appearance in Check and Double Check. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each Sunday evening at 6 here on KISL 88.7 FM, Avalon. And I hope you'll tune in each Sunday. In the meantime, you can send email to glenn@glennrobison.com. You can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. That's area code 909-641-0805. I hope to hear from you with any requests that you might have. And in the meantime, until next Sunday at 6, I do thank you for your very kind attention.